Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Kol Samar Zayin. Good morning and good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Kol Samar Zayin, and we were learning Simon Chavav, and we left off with the question: how do we understand the opinion of the Prichadish and seemingly of the Chayodim that even if the father truly desires to service the child, if the father is a Talmid Chacham, the child should not accept the service of the father? So the Hamakna explains, Sefer Hamakna explains that even in the case, since over here there are two issues, there's an issue of kavod of the father, there's also an issue of kavod of a Talmid Chacham. And the Gemara says in a scenario where a Talmid Chacham, just like a father who's mochel al kavod, is kavod de mochel. So a father's allowed to mochel his kavod. A rab is also allowed to mochel his kavod. The Gemara says, even after the rab is mochel the kavod, one is required to do some type of hiddur, so the rab does not require the Talmud to stand up for him. The child has to, the Talmud has to show some act of being desirous of giving kavod to the father. It's not enough to he doesn't mind, so I'm not doing anything. So you have to rise slightly. Is that what you rise slightly for a Rebbe who walks by? We will see later on in Klaus Samach tests that really standing up for Rebbe requires a full standing. That which requires just shall we rise slightly is this based on this concept of what's known as heder, even though you're not giving full kavod, you're showing some element of respect. So even after the Rabbis Mechal Kavod, the heder is required. So the Mahamakta suggests that over here the Rabbis Mechal Kavod, but since this act of heder is required to have the Rav degrade himself for the Talmud would be prohibited. So the same thing is true over here. Now on a practical level, to understand what this means, one thing is for sure that a child should not ask a parent to serve them, but the child can ask the parent if the parent is interested in doing so. Number one. Number two, when the prohibition over here is something which clearly is in the level of what we're talking about, something which would be a lack of heder by accepting it. So if the parent brings food to the table for the child, and that's clear in the context of that's a normal thing to do, the parent is coming to the table anyway, that would not be a consideration. The parent is seated by the table, and the child is seated, and the child asks the parent to get up instead of getting up themselves would be inappropriate. Many scenarios we have a situation where the parents and the child are interfacing. The child wants the parents to babysit, so he can ask the parents, are you interested in babysitting? But saying, watch the children for me would be commanding the parent to do something. That would be a chesor in this situation of asking the parent to be misharis. If a parent wants to do that, it's mutter, but the child should not ask to be misharis. Let's say the parent and the child are working together, fixing something, and the child asks the parent, pass me a pliers. Obviously, in that context, that was the arrangement, that they work together. That's not a problem. But to make a request that where they're not working together, the child should present it in the language of asking the parent what they're interested in, and then moving to a scenario where to ask a parent to do something, or if the parent offers to do something, but it's something which would be degrading to the parent, when it's a situation of a Talmid Chacham doing that for a child, according to the Chayyim, it's going to be prohibited. The Ran, however, says that it's permitted, and the Minigralim seems to follow the Ran. Simon Chav Zayin. A person would give a curse to the parents. Is chayv skila if a person would meet the full criteria of a chiyuv mises bezdin, he's chayv skila. This is true whether it's a man or a woman is giving the klala. The davka shekala b'shem is amiyuchadim. He uses one of Hashem's names in the curse. Chas v'shalom. Of a klala mekinoi, they give a klala using a name how we refer to Hashem, and not one of Hashem's actual names. And the Chayav Balav, he doesn't get killed, but he still is over alive on the Torah. Loikin Kedin Makal Echem Yisrael, he gets Malkus. The protim of this I do not want to get involved in because it's something which hopefully people will totally stay away from, no matter what language they use. But a person has to be careful about this. Chas v'shalom, a person should not get near to such a concept. Bez Hashem, we will learn a few more simonim, but we will be able to finish the simon. One thing we have to talk about is the next simon talks about a case where a child hits a parent. Now, this is a more common issue when a child is young. Sometimes they do that. I'm going to talk about what responsibility does a person have for their acts of lack of kavod to the parent and being mak of the parent when they're a child. When they become adults, what type of tshuva do they need to do? We'll clarify those points, Bez Hashem, in the upcoming shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.